This is Central Time. Now, in the early days of the pandemic, Democratic Governors Andrew Cuomo of New York and Gavin Newsom of California got a fair amount of praise for their handling of the virus. Today, they're getting a lot of criticism and then some. Cuomo is under fire for admitting COVID-19 patients to nursing homes early in the pandemic. That's a move that the New York Attorney General said may have put healthy residents at risk. Later, Cuomo's top aide told lawmakers that the administration withheld data about nursing home deaths from the Trump administration. At a news briefing on Monday, Cuomo was asked if he wanted to apologize.
Apologize? Look, I have said repeatedly, we made a mistake in creating the void. We made a mistake in creating the void. When we didn't provide information, it allowed press, people, cynics, politicians to fill the void. When you don't correct disinformation, you allow it to continue.
Some New York State lawmakers are now seeking to curb Cuomo's emergency powers. Over in California, a recall effort against Governor Gavin Newsom continues to gain steam over his handling of the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What were you hoping to see from state governors during the pandemic? Do you point toward any governor or governors who you think did a particularly good or bad job managing the crisis? Do you know anyone who's been affected by what's going on in New York or California? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Keisha Klucki is the New York State correspondent for Bloomberg Law. Keisha, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And on the other side of the country, Tiffany Stecker is Bloomberg Law's California correspondent. Tiffany, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with New York State. Keisha, what was the read on Cuomo's performance early on when it came to COVID in New York State?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really changed from what we're seeing now. Initially, we had Governor Cuomo, who was juxtaposing against President Trump at that time, who wasn't taking as decisive actions regarding COVID. And Cuomo was given additional powers by the state legislature to kind of, just entirely take control. And he was lauded for that. He eventually won an Emmy for his briefings. He was known as America's governor. And I think, even I heard of people in Paris watching his daily briefings as a source of comfort. And he even wrote a book touting his ability to sort of beat the virus as the numbers went down as we went into the summer.
Now, one of the big stories now, as I mentioned, is this whole thing about the numbers, the data about nursing home COVID deaths and not releasing those publicly. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the main issue comes down to a March decision where the governor had and the health department had directed nursing homes to take in COVID positive patients, if they could house them and isolate them in an effort to increase hospital capacity. We had 10,000 cases a day at that or headed towards 10,000 cases a day at that point. And there was real concern. And then as we kind of moved forward, it sounded like maybe that directive may have been misinterpreted. That's a little unclear and caused increased deaths in nursing homes. However, the state did not release the number of people who died. They released the information of people who died in the facilities, but not those who were transferred to a hospital. So people were looking for that complete data, and the governor's office hadn't released it. The state legislature had some hearings, and they finally, in August, asked the governor's office, send us this information. We're trying to figure out if maybe we could pass a law that helps nursing homes, but we need the full picture. And they said, we'll get that to you. Now, here it is, February, and that information is just coming out now. Cuomo's office is saying that they were facing a Department of Justice probe and, we're trying to get that information to them. So that's what hindered their ability to provide the information to lawmakers.
And now, Tiffany, let's visit California. A different story. New York was one of the states hit early and hit hard by COVID. California, not as much in the early days. What has people talking about recalls for Governor Newsom there?
So you're right. The cases in California were relatively low compared to New York and some other states in the early months of last year. Governor Newsom was the first governor to institute a stay-at-home order that kept most of the state's businesses and people at home. But as summer came along, those restrictions were lifted in part, and cases began to rise. And then, of course, last winter with the holiday seasons, they just went through the roof, and California became really the leader in terms of number of daily COVID cases and deaths. In addition to that, there has been a big problem with the handling of unemployment claims in California. At last I checked, there are about a million people still waiting to get their first claim, waiting at least 3 weeks for it. If you go on some of these Reddit groups or Facebook groups, you hear stories of people who've been waiting, 6 hours, 8 hours a day on the phone trying to get their unemployment. And on top of that, there has been the unemployment agency has confirmed at least $11 billion lost to fraud. And that's at least, so it could be many times that. So all that, in addition to some of Newsom's personal, mistakes, was caught at a restaurant in November eating with about 12 other people at a pretty expensive restaurant here in Napa Valley, and without a mask. Meanwhile, he's telling Californians to, mask up and to avoid gatherings with their friends and families. So that moment, I think, really signified a turning point in support for the recall.
We're looking at some missteps in managing the pandemic in a couple of the nation's largest states with reporters from Bloomberg. Keisha Klukey covers New York State. Tiffany Stecker reports on California. Challenges and criticism facing the governors in both of those states. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What would you like to have seen in state leadership over the course of the pandemic? Do you think anyone got it right here in Wisconsin, around the country, or particularly wrong? 800-642-1234 is the number. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're looking at recent troubles facing governors during the pandemic. Lawmakers in New York want to roll back Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers. In California, there's a recall effort against Governor Gavin Newsom, both for missteps during the COVID-19 pandemic. We have Keisha Klukey and Tiffany Stecker with us from Bloomberg. Keisha covers New York State, Tiffany, California, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Eric is with us in Madison. Eric, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's a shame.
Are you there, Eric?
Yeah, I'm. All right. Thank you.
You're cutting in and out, Eric. I'm sorry. Thanks for calling in, though. Eric wanted to make the point. My producer says that there's been a lot of mismanagement in the pandemic from the top down. Even when you have governors trying to take initiatives, you have obstructionist legislatures in some cases. As you have been reporting on this, Keisha, let's start with you. Do you see New York having a lot of things unique, or are these troubles facing, in some ways, every state?
I think there's a little bit of both. Because the federal government largely left the response to the pandemic up to the states, there's been a lot of different responses and a lot of different laws and actions in different states. But I think that in general, this feeling of just COVID fatigue, I mean, I think we've all felt it. And I think that lawmakers in general nationally are going to start feeling this from people who, want to start getting out, and maybe their laws aren't permitting them to at this point, or maybe they're just frustrated in general, and it kind of comes out at the lawmakers.
And Tiffany, with the recall campaign in California, conceivably one person might sign it because they think the governor there didn't do enough to protect people and loosen restrictions too soon. Another might think there were too many restrictions that recurred again and again. Others might point toward the unemployment problems you mentioned. A lot of different things might be combining to fill out these recall petitions, right?
Right. I think that a lot of it is frustration over the handling of the pandemic, some of which were out of the governor's control. Some of them are a result of his management. One thing I should say about California recall petitions is that they are very frequent. Pretty much every governor is subject to them, but it's very unusual for it to gain steam in the way that it has. Most of them don't qualify. This one has, the campaign has said they've collected at least 1.5 million signatures. They'll probably need to collect around 2 million in order to have enough that qualify. So the counties need to verify all the signatures, make sure that they're valid. And it looks like there's a chance it could reach that goal by the March 17th deadline.
And Keisha, I understand New York does not have this recall process as California and, for that matter, Wisconsin do. So what kind of consequences are people looking at who are critical of Governor Cuomo?
Correct. There isn't that process set up in New York State. Although there have been calls from Republican lawmakers to set up that process. I mean, we're really hearing everything. There's a lot of anger right now at mainly the information not being disclosed and sort of withheld from the public, and sort of that feeling of mistrust. We're hearing there's a commission from Republican lawmakers that there's hoping to impeach Cuomo. There's calls for his resignation. And then some lawmakers are a little more relaxed about it. They're just like, you know, hey, we need to do something, but we also need to continue to focus on the pandemic. And what can we do legislatively to move forward?
I want to briefly touch on vaccination and check in on how you're doing in your states. Wisconsin had a slow start, is now in the top 10 in first phase vaccinations. Tiffany, what are you seeing in California?
California also had a slow start. Right now, I would say it's near the middle, maybe about 10%, possibly a little higher of people have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Closer to 3% have been fully vaccinated. And the governor has, as well as the federal, with the help of the federal government, has opened these mass vaccination sites. Many of them are at fairgrounds or at sports stadiums. And I think that is an attempt to really bring in as many people as possible to get vaccinated.
And Keisha, what are you seeing for the vaccinations in New York?
Yeah, ours was very similar. It was a slow rollout to begin with, mostly relying on hospitals. And now that they've opened up eligibility for a number of different sections of people, we're seeing it go a lot faster. We've got, I think it's something like 5,000 sites statewide where people can be vaccinated. Looks like we're about 2.3 million people have received the first vaccination, but there are about 10 million people eligible right now. So we're still trying to keep going with it, but it really depends on how much allocations come down from the federal government.
We'll leave it there for now. Keisha, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
And Tiffany, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Keisha Klukey is the New York State correspondent for Bloomberg Law. Tiffany Stecker, the California correspondent for Bloomberg Government. We talked to them about some missteps and criticism facing Governors Andrew Cuomo of New York and Gavin Newsom of California in managing the pandemic.